Hello, and welcome to The Industry's Doom. I'm Mickey.
I'm Blake. This is a rare take, too.
Yes, it very rare, because usually we just plow through that.
Possibly a first, but we accidentally re-recorded over that first bit.
And as much as we would love to use it, equal sounding, I read there, blah, 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 is just not really usable.
It's less intellectually challenging and just kind of unintelligible.
Yeah. Which is
so it's a normal episode.
Yes, exactly. We are on par, on course. Speaking of places with a lot of golf courses, yes, stuck the landing. PEI.
You know what? I normally compliment your segue. That was particularly bad. I will take it. I'm excited to go to PEI today, but no. No.
So yes, PEI had a provincial election.
And a couple people paid attention for a change.
Yeah, because...
from outside of PEI, they have a very high voter turnout rate.
Well, there's only two of them, so...
I know, which is weird, because they had like a 79% turnout this time. I was like, how's there 79% of two? Like, one and a partial vote. Like,
math is fun.
They're hanging Chad.
Math is fun.
Oh god, was Chad hanging in the voting booth? Is that what happened with the other vote?
Oh god, Chad, no!
Chad
is hung.
I've heard that about Chad.
I hear that about Chad's.
Yeah, so they had an election, and it was all the polling was off again. I shouldn't say all the polling was off again, but a lot of it was off quite a bit.
It was like, yeah, actually, no, I think your first statement was accurate. It was off.
Yeah.
No one projected this.
There's a shy Tory effect out there.
Yeah.
There is definitely a shy Tory effect. People voting conservative and not saying so on the phone.
And
if you don't have the balls to say who you're going to vote for when you're talking anonymously to someone on the phone,
yeah,
then maybe you should reconsider why you're voting for that party.
Exactly. It's
how proud you feel about it.
Otherwise, it's just cowardice and quite frankly rude.
It is quite frankly rude. But I like that, you know, the people who were voting green were like, abso-fucking-lutely, I'm voting green, phone person. Like,
going green, 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 green.
And in the end, they went from, okay, so PEI has always... And I mean this always.
Always.
Always. Been a, like, PC government. 2 to 3 terms, usually.
Usually 2 to 3 terms.
Liberal government, 2 to 3 terms, usually.
It's a place that,
pendulum.
As the cradle of Canadian government, I'm not going to say civilization, because that's fucking bullshit, but government, oh yeah.
Is it bullshit because our Canadian civilization didn't come from PEI, or Canadian civilization is a concept that exists as a nebulous thing, less as a reality?
Moving on! But, it is very much entrenched in the world that created it as... well, that created Canada around it, and then after decided, yeah, all right, fine, I guess we can include PEI and just stop crashing here.
It's the size of a guest bedroom. I can see why you would, like, overlook it after a while.
Right? And
they don't even have their own area code.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and because it's the size of a guest bathroom,
yeah.
They're allowed, or at least were allowed typically in the past, to have these long-lasting premierships, because you usually didn't have to deal with any kind of social, economic, or resource-based, like,
crisis. Well, it's a real world. Everyone knows everyone. Like, your average riding in PEI has 6,000 people living in it.
Yeah, and for the vast majority of its history, that was starch. That was white.
How do you not know the people, like, you know? Yeah. Let's say Janet Gallant, because there's a lot of those. Let's say Janet Gallant is running your riding. Janet Gallant is going to come to your door and be like, hi, and you're like, hey, Janet, what's up? Saw you yesterday, told you about what my thoughts on the campaign are. You have a nice day. We do not need to do the door time. Go use your efforts elsewhere.
And if you
but
do
it happens
not...
at every door.
Oh, yeah, and if you do not
I
know
presume,
her...
I'm not from PEI, but this is...
Oh, that
is
totally happens.
Numbers.
That totally happens. And if you don't know her directly, you know someone who knows her. Or you know,
there's a lot of that
here.
Halifax is the tiniest town in the world. Like,
yes, it absolutely is.
And it's
next
like
to Charlotte,
larger than PEI.
Yeah, yeah. And we mean that in terms of population. There are more.
We
people
may mean
here.
That in terms of geography. I don't know. Is Halifax County?
No. The Halifax is one of the was one of the larger cities on Earth.
No, no. The county's
terms of,
big.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like the municipality is technically one of the larger cities on Earth, but or at least it was.
Mm-hmm.
But it is not the size of PEI by half.
Okay.
Almost.
It's still not very large.
I'm sure if you folded all the landmass of PEI up into like a ball,
well,
like
I mean,
Halifax
if it was like
is,
a, yes.
It would probably be closer. But
I'm really curious.
Technically, we do not cover as much area.
Okay, that's, yes, that
yeah.
was my question.
Yeah,
okay.
we do
PEI
not cover
still
as much
small.
Area.
Yes.
but we definitely are probably worth more money. For a smaller area, it probably has a lot more economic
action. Do we have more population, did you say?
We definitely have more population. Well, I think there are 90,000 people in Halifax. Let's find out.
Did you say 90,000 in Halifax?
Yeah.
There's way more than 90. What's wrong with you? 90,000?
There's only 900,000 in the entire province.
Yes, but 90,000 in Halifax? That's insanity. Are you talking or Halifax Peninsula?
No, I'm talking the peninsula.
I would say, like, what, 250,000?
Well, let's find out. Halifax population. I may be pulling from an old number as well.
If honest to God, if there's, like, 60,000 people in the peninsula, I'm going to lose my damn mind.
My brain went, where are you, internet?
This is the part of the show where we just look things up on our phone.
Yeah, I'm staring at my phone, waiting for the internet to kick up. Why'd it do that?
I barely remember what we were looking at. I'm just gonna go on because I'm excited.
Okay, all right. The entire municipality, 500,000.
Yes, so there's probably not 90,000 in the core.
I was correct about the provincial though. So there's like half the province is in Halifax.
Oh yeah, that's true of a lot more places now though. Urbanization is a real thing.
Yeah,
that's true of Japan. That's true of Japan, I think.
And now I'm
It's at least a quarter in Tokyo, and that's insanity, if not a half.
The population of the province of PEI is 150,000.
Yeah, so it's small.
Yeah.
150,000.
One third of the city of Halifax.
That's wee. I love it. It's so adorable. There are no billboards, and there are, like, little small, not Tim Hortons's, called Bacon Donuts, and you can buy gumdrop cake and be served by old ladies, and they're usually in, like, old, like, restored houses. It's great.
Oh my god.
I may have a somewhat jaded view of PEI from one particularly great trip there not that long ago, but like, PEI in my imagination and few experiences is fantastic. And now they have an official green opposition, the first time that's happened in the country.
There you go.
So they get to be all first in the nation politically again. I'm sure they're feeling their oats politically right now.
Oh, and Elizabeth May just got married, so like, what a gift.
You know what, like, I know a lot of people don't like Elizabeth May. I don't know enough about Elizabeth May to have an opinion particularly.
I don't really like her myself, but I don't, like, actively dislike her.
I don't really have an opinion on Elizabeth May is my thing, which after this amount of time you would think that I would, so maybe that speaks to my thoughts on Elizabeth May.
Maybe a problem itself as well, yeah.
But I'm not going to deny that was real nice. Like, you know.
That's crazy. You just got touched,
and now that happened. That's great. And, okay, the Greens on PEI had a really hard time of it, too.
Yeah.
Like, that was really sad.
One candidate died, unfortunately.
And his young son, too, yeah. And the candidate was apparently, like, a good friend of the leader of the Green Party.
Yeah.
He gave a very good speech.
I did not. I'll have to take a look.
Yeah, equal parts, you know, like, hey, Green Party opposition leader, and also, like, you know, personally devastated right now. It was, I know, it was very touching. It was very well done.
But they were able to rally from tragedy, as usually happens in politics.
They did not get a minority government, which would have been very interesting.
That would have been hilarious.
It would have been very interesting. If you're going to test out a Green Party government provincially, why, yes, please do it on the scale of Prince Edward Island. That sounds just fine.
Yeah, you can't hurt much. You have potatoes.
You can't hurt much.
You have potatoes.
Oh, that's hilarious. Didn't you hear their economy is booming now, thanks to the Premier, who they just de-elected his government, and also did not return him personally in his riding. Which really is, like, kind of elegant for him in a way. Like, if, you know, do you want to be, okay, great, now we go through the whole charade where I say I'm going to stay on for the good of blah blah for a little hot minute, right, and then I'm going to quietly resign in 3 to 4 months.
Just like, no, get out.
No, it's a complete change of events right now. Okay. The reason I'm excited about this, like, A, politically it's interesting.
Yes.
B, more importantly, I'm devastatedly annoyed by the state of politics in our province.
Which is stagnant.
It is so stagnant. And I know all the political people who come to my door during campaigns, and when I express that, yes, I can be cynical, and yes, I am frustrated, and yes, none of their ideas appeal to me particularly. And inevitably I get back, well, why don't you come up with some better ideas? Because I'm not a fucking candidate. Yeah. When I come up with some better ideas, I will run against you. I admit, I don't have any right now, but that's why I'm not going door-to-door expecting people to vote for me. You are, and you are in the same boat. You also have no fresh ideas. Exactly. So to have a fresh voice on the scene, I don't care who it is. It cannot be, like, a crazy fringe party. Like, we've got a couple of those around. It can't be one of those. But you know what? It wants to go green a little bit here next time. Could we at least get a green opposition in Nova Scotia? That would be fine. I would be fine with that, as long as it is not the current political party in charge of things after the next election here. I'm pretty much all right with that.
I hope...
Except I don't want... It's been going very blue.
Yeah.
We should talk about that nationally, too, because it's been very blue. We've got a case of the blues in this country.
We've got a case of the blues, and I don't yet trust the Greens to not fuck up, but we'll see. We definitely have a case of the blues because the Reds tend to annoy people.
They really do.
It's
rarely about
politics. It's rarely ever about politics, because usually the liberals are doing the actual right thing for society to keep going in a trajectory.
But often it's usually on the big picture, but on the smaller picture, it's generally a series of frustrations and questionable judgments.
Yeah, they're smug, they're slow.
We're smug, but we're not in the House of Commons.
But it's like the...
I think there should be a distinction made there.
Oh, yeah, but it's the concentrated...
On the pay scale alone.
Right?
We're not making nearly as much right now.
But it's like concentrated Canadiana. Liberals are that ultimate Canadian smugness. Like, Tories are smug in a different way. They're like Americans.
But I liberals think of the Tories Canada having smug. A sneer, and I think
yeah,
of... Yeah,
sneer.
And
they're
I think of a liberal
sneers.
As having a smug, self-serving grin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, actually, it all boils down to the raccoons. Conservatives are all Cyril Sneer.
Yes.
All liberals are the main character who gets away with shit because he just, like, smiles and has, like, this, I'm the main character, fuck you attitude. that's what I remember. Bert, that's it.
They're Bert the raccoon.
Yeah, with the red sweater.
Oh, my God.
Bert the raccoon is Justin Trudeau. You can see it in your head.
Oh, no. I think we just lost Justin Trudeau the next election, if anyone actually mass markets that imagery.
I love Bert.
Oh, man. I who doesn't? But it's not going to get him elected back.
No.
I don't think he's... Well, he'll probably be elected back in his own riding, but I
can see him...
It'll take a big swing to get the Liberals back on top right now.
Yeah, I unfortunately don't think he'll be Prime Minister next whatever, but a couple of elections down the line, he'll be back.
I don't know about that.
His father did it. It was
a different time.
Yeah,
I know that's an easy excuse, but
we say it was a different time, but then we elected a Trudeau.
Then again, that's true, and there's no one else I can think of right now.
Yeah,
God, the leaders are
and all the
round robin of not very interesting or appealing choices.
Yes, no, it's absolutely true, and all Canadians need is to be scared to realize that. Oh right, conservatives are terrible. And we always give them way too much power.
Andrew Scheer, here's my thing with Andrew Scheer.
He's insane.
I'm not going to go that far. And I'm not even going to go into the whole, like, you know, oh, he's got, like, he's reaching out to the far right. Because, like, well, he's a federal conservative. And after the last Islamophobia hotline, that's what happens. Yeah. We're not going to open that whole fucking nonsense pile. No, it was that when weed got legalized in this country, Andrew Scheer came out and answered the question, would you recriminalize it if elected to? Why, yes, I would. And then everyone, especially private industry, including people like the former fucking Toronto hard-ass chief of police, who now runs a weed company, or at least is a major investor in a weed company, all came out and were like, hey, that's a stupid fucking idea. And then immediately came back out with, oh, no, give it a thought, but probably not. Just fuck off. You mealy-mouthed idiot. You will just smugly smile and go yes to whatever anyone suggests to you. And you do associate with some shitty people. Like
a lot of shitty people. A lot of shitty neo-Nazis.
So don't agree to any idea that's thrown at you. Don't do that anyway.
But he likes to do it because it's easier than thinking. And then he gets popularity.
I'm not willing to insult anyone's intelligence when we're also talking about Trudeau running against them. Like, really, where are we setting the bar today? Jagmeet Singh, I don't know enough about to slag him off entirely when it comes to intellect, but he sure sounds like a goddamn Toronto frat boy. Like,
he sure does. He sounds like he knows the best for everyone, and he doesn't need your input on that, thank you. Which is such an NDP thing. No, we're doing this for your good.
It's not a good look for the NDP, and that's another reason why I'm kind of excited about the Greens doing well anywhere in this country right now. Because you know what? You want to vote for an alternative party on the left? Fine. How about you vote for one that has a lot less baggage than the other?
Yeah, they're like Whole Foods.
How about you vote for the one that, in their name, is prioritizing global warming? At least in this part of the country, everything's low to the ground around here. Have you driven through? Jesus Christ.
Either you're in the water or you're on a mountain.
And even our mountains aren't that high. It's generous to call them mountains.
Well, yeah, they're technically called mountains because they're a part of the Appalachia Range. So technically, now
we're not the Maldives, but it's not great over here. Like, yeah, you know, internal Canada, where you're way up there, the Rockies and shit. Like, I don't know, out there in the middle parts, that's pretty high up there too.
Yeah,
you should still be concerned about global warming. But even if you can't be for your own sakes, because you know you are way out there and it does snow a lot in Alberta, and I can see why you'd want it to be warmer.
There's the thing about the prairies is, do you know what the prairies actually are?
Probably about to be a desert. But importantly, right now, we're about to be underwater.
Let me be concerned. No, that's what I'm saying.
Let the eastern bastards freeze in the dark. Sure, just don't let us drown.
No, the prairies are a floodplain. It just hasn't flooded since the last, like, before the last ice age.
I was watching something about that today.
Yeah.
I was watching something about that today. That's amazing. Yes, there was a giant fucking lake of ice melt runoff. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The prairies, it all flooded out the Mackenzie Delta.
Will always flood this. In time. It'll come through the Hudson, or the Hudson Bay, and it'll just go, whoosh!
There's a name for that thing where you encounter a phenomenon twice in one day. Like, oh.
I'm gonna have to look this up. Yeah, I used to know that word.
This comes up in conversation in my life all the time, and I can never remember the name of it, which feels like a new phenomenon for dumb people who just can't remember the one that exists.
Yeah, and you always come... That's the thing. You'll only ever come across the actual name of it twice in one day as well. It's like a self-fulfilling action meme thing.
Thank goodness we went that mentally scattered on a concept after insulting the intelligence of most major political party leaders in our country.
Well, at least we're trying. on to somewhere not here.
I think we're probably done with, like, local. There's not much Canada shit I want to get into because, you know,
Alberta, the polls aren't looking good. So,
like, everybody's voting blue.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to talk about the current premier of Alberta. Even referencing his name around this household will probably get you in trouble.
Yeah.
It's just not necessary, and it's boring, and it's tedious, and it's... I'm not going to say that it's in a closet, but, like, I'm not going to not say it's in a closet.
Yeah, those hips don't lie.
Right?
Everyone's forgotten about SNC-Lavalin. Which is nice.
I don't think that that's true.
All right.
No, I think it's...
Columnists aren't actively writing about it.
Oh my god,
day.
The columnist swarm in this country is insane. Yeah. It's all on... It's just...
The swarm's over.
All right, everybody circle up. Yeah. Okay. Everybody hit your pants down in front of your typewriter and just...
Yeah,
everybody
write the
go
same
at it.
Fucking
masturbatory nonsense, your view on the same... Which is exactly what we're doing on the show, so how mad can I get... But it is always that.
No. We are masturbatorily talking about the masturbatorial talking. We are not talking, though.
Oh, that's so much worse.
So, because it is so much worse...
I do
worse,
like when they openly disagree with each other by name.
When they start getting catty and then...
You not know, even like, getting catty, but when they acknowledge it. When they're not like, certain columnists on the right, blah, blah, blah. They're like, no, fuck, he said this. And like, yeah, he did. Yes, he did.
But it's
I don't know which one of you I agree with. Maybe you're both wrong.
Well, yeah, well, exactly. And there's the problem. It's all proxy theater, so you don't actually have to think about politics as anything except something to be consumed.
There's a lot of hot takes on the same goddamn moment, and then, like, it's Canada. Not that much happens here.
Yeah.
The hardest part about working in a news organization in this country has got to be that there's not that much happening.
Yeah, which is why everyone is so eager to jump at Trudeau whenever there's anything, because it's a thing.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Because otherwise he's kind of bland and pasty-faced and not an eloquent speaker.
Exactly. Good news is not good news.
Have you heard about the guy, radio guy from Toronto, who's playing Trudeau on The Simpsons?
I heard about it, but I didn't care. Like, I looked at the headline for the story on Twitter and went, who fucking cares?
They had him on, was it The Current?
Yeah.
I think maybe it was The Current. It was on CBC. It was one of those shows on the radio.
So he's, like, really good at it?
Well, here's the thing. No. I was driving home listening to this.
No!
And it was fucking terrible. And I was like, is it my... Maybe it's just that it doesn't play well on the radio, but then it's like, well, he's being recorded to be on TV, so he should. Maybe it's just my perception of it. Who knows? Maybe I need to get my hearing tested. Maybe the engine in the car was a little loud that day. Carol Off or whoever the hell he was talking to sounded just fine. But no, it was no.
That's
and
so
he did a couple weird. Other of impressions that I now don't remember, but I do remember at the time them being better.
I know, apparently he did a Trump one. I
he did like Terry Malevsky, I think, which was very funny.
Terry Malevsky? okay.
And he's just one of those CBC talking heads that talks particularly weird. Like,
yeah, well, exactly. It's recognizable. It's just not something that I would have, like,
but it wasn't someone memorable. Well, I might be pulling it out of my ass just thinking that that's who it was.
Maybe he did Don Cherry.
But there were a couple of, oh, he tried to do Peter Mansbridge, and I was like, that doesn't really sound like Peter Mansbridge.
There is, you can't really
He's got the cadence of Trudeau, but the voice doesn't really sound the same, and it's just not... No, it was like hearing your friend do it well.
Oh, okay. And you're like, for this small audience, you're doing it very well. Don't go in front of a bigger audience.
Yeah, I don't know why you would get a Trudeau impersonator if they're not fucking spot on. And it's not like Trudeau's that busy right now. Everybody's mad at him, so he should do something frivolous.
That's the thing.
What can that do to anger people? It's not like when Trudeau does frivolous-looking things that people get angry at him. That hasn't happened before.
And that's the thing.
Or again.
And that's the thing. When there's something to make fun of him in that regard, it's usually visual. It's not something... It's not how he says something. He says dumb shit
all the time.
Really?
Oh, God. Like, he says, all the time.
I guess I do not pay enough attention to, like, the idiosyncrasies of it. Really?
There's a lot of pausing. Not that I'm going to impersonate Trudeau right now after all that evisceration of that well-meaning guy, because I definitely cannot. But, like, and I'm not saying he cannot, but I'm fucking not saying he can. I'm not wowed, that's for sure.
I spent the whole time,
yell in the car sometimes, and it was one of those times.
Wow, you know. I spent the whole time I was thinking about this story, all 5 seconds of it, simply wondering, why is it a story that they didn't get Trudeau to actually just voice himself somehow? Like, you can record that shit on his own laptop and send it to Fox. Who gives a shit?
You know what? Okay, no, here's the problem. Because I was about to say, get someone who doesn't exist, because what you need is, like, a famous Canadian TV personality who routinely impersonates Trudeau.
Yeah, and we
but
don't have one.
But there's not that, because we don't have good late-night comedy in this country.
I'm sure someone on 22 Minutes has been tasked with it, but it's probably just Sean Majumdar in a really bad wig.
He's not on it anymore, is he?
I don't even fucking know!
That's the thing. The only thing I've seen, of 22 Minutes in probably the last... I'm not going to say 22 years because I don't want to date myself that badly.
However,
probably like 15 at least.
That would only be 1997.
That's what I'm
that's
saying.
Definitely that's definitely around there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. Give it to them for longevity. But the last time I watched it was probably that long ago. But the last time I've seen a clip from it was a couple of months back.
Yeah.
When they had the first Canadian contestant on RuPaul.
Oh, yeah.
It was, what was it, Kimmy Hortons? It was, she had a, it was fucking Kathy Jones in a roll up the rim to win dress. It was great. It was terrible and it was great. Made me real happy.
That sounds perfectly them when they are running well.
There's an amazing contestant. She's not funny, but she's amazing and she's from Canada and she's on there right now, but she has a stupid American name. We'll talk about that on the Pop Culture Show, which I know the name of it this time. It's
Ooh.
Won't You Please Shut Up or something like that.
Nope.
Please Won't You Shut Up.
Yeah!
That's the one. You should listen to it until you know the name of it.
I've got it drilled in my head because I've had to edit video with it.
But I think that should be our segue to America.
We should definitely
she has a
segue.
She's a Canadian drag queen and her name is Brooklyn Heights.
Oh, that's a good one.
But it's American as fuck.
It really is, but so good.
She's great. We will talk more about her on the Pop Culture Podcast. Brent's going to be very excited. But right now, you have to fill me in on America because here's what happened.
So
I think I've told you before how after Trump's election, I tuned out on America for a month because I was just so frustrated.
Yeah.
I've re-entered that zone. I've tuned out on America. You know what? I can't even watch America's late night shows right now because I'm just frustrated.
Yeah.
I'm like, stop making light of everything. Stop making it fine that nothing ever changes. Stop over-promising shit, even through comedy. Stop over-promising shit and not delivering. Everything in your country's weird, and you're not doing anything about it while talking all the time like something's imminently about to be done about it. Fuck off!
Well, congratulations. You're getting exactly what you hate. Because two very, very American things happened, one of which is fuck terrifying, and because you haven't been paying attention, you will not know about, and so you're going to be fuck terrified. And the other is the Robert Mueller report was released.
Oh, I know that.
And nothing came of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it was first lied about,
I'm not living in a bubble.
Well, you said bubble.
Well, you know, I'm a person who I can read, let's put it that way.
Okay, okay.
I've been choosing not to read some things, but at least, you know... So I may not be commenting on them, but I did read the title, so I had clearly know enough about it to comment.
Okay, so it's likely that everything about Trump is true, but nothing will happen.
Yeah,
that's more or less figures. What that is. Yeah, good. But like official. And the Supreme Court announced this week that they will examine if LGBT people are covered under basic sex discrimination laws. So, nice. Can you fire someone for being gay?
Nice.
Official answer.
Yep. What a surprise.
Yep. And because they recently got shithead whatever the hell, I can't even remember his fucking name, hard right asshole.
Oh, he likes beer, he drinks beer with his friends,
he
whatever.
He drinks beer while he rapes people.
Kavanaugh.
He is probably going to swing it, and queer people are going to be fired en masse.
Here's what's going to happen. They're going to rule that, yes, gay people are going to have a bad time right now.
Yeah.
And then a lot of states are going to either or already have enacted.
15. That's it.
A lot more states will smarten up and enact protections. Because when they
instead,
do...
Instead, they're actually...
a lot of the shitty states will yeah, double down, of course.
They're actively doing
but businesses
that.
And people will leave the shitty states.
That hasn't stopped Georgia from their from moving forward with their proposed law... where it becomes a death penalty crime to abort a child.
Listen, I'm willing to excuse all manner of terrible political decisions happening in Georgia right now. I'm not going to excuse the government, but I'm going to excuse the people because they did not vote for or want the current government of Georgia. I'm sorry, but they didn't. They didn't have
true.
A fair election. You can't have a fair election where one of the candidates is overseeing the election. It's not fucking possible. That government is illegitimate.
Yeah.
That's insane.
No, it's true.
Redo the election. Get rid of that governor. That's insane.
What a surprise. A state in the American South is corrupt.
I'm sorry, but that was open corruption.
Oh, yeah. No, that was, like, really blatant, holy fuck corruption.
Yeah, that's nuts. Nope, see, America just, ugh.
Yeah.
It's okay. We'll deal with it any day now. It's not like they've done immense amounts of harm to everything.
Don't worry. When it comes to election, just vote them out.
Hey, and go Canada for, like, doubling down and electing conservatives to every office now. Ugh. It'll be great when, like, you know... Over 2/3 of the provinces have conservative... Oh, wait, we do. Or about to.
We have 10.
Yeah. Great.
I believe.
And we're about to have a national conservative government.
I hate this.
Yep. We've been there before.
Yeah, and it sucked.
Yeah. The current government's pissing me off a lot, but not that bad.
Yeah.
Oh, we're in America, though. We shouldn't talk about home.
No, well, no, that's the thing. I want to get out of America.
Yeah, there's no reason to be there right now.
Yeah, there's actually...
There's no hope there right now.
Actually, I'm going to call it Debbie Downer ending.
That's fair.
We're half hour in. That counts. Debbie Downer ending.
Are we Debbie Downer ending the show?
We are Debbie Downer ending the show.
You know what? I think that's fair, and here's why. We normally have, like, a world segment after the America segment.
Yeah.
But everything in the world is fucked, too.
Exactly.
I hate to be all nihilist here right now, but everything in the world's fucked, too. Brexit isn't happening, but it is happening, but it's been pushed down the road, because kicking things down the road is just what you do.
Yeah.
And, okay, what are you doing? Is Brexit happening or not? If it's not happening, fucking balls up and cancel it.
Yeah.
Don't just perpetually down the road it until you have a second referendum, maybe or not. And it's also exhausting.
Yeah, and meanwhile, across the channel, stuff's on fire.
Yep. That's depressing.
Super depressing.
Not a lot of great stuff seems
although,
to be happening from what I understand.
By means of timing.
Ukraine elected a comedian to lead, so that's interesting.
I heard about that.
I don't know what to make of that.
Hopefully good.
Well, they could use some good news.
Then again, Bonassaro was a comedian as well.
Who?
The fascist dictator of Brazil.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Out of the Paris fire, there is some interesting news.
Bees are surviving in one place on the planet, at least.
Here, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought our bees are doing terribly.
No, apparently our bees are doing better.
In Canada?
Yeah.
No, Canadian bees are, like, being decimated.
I may have misread the story.
I'm not reading about America these days, so I've been reading a lot about bees. It's only America and bees in the papers these days. Neither are doing particularly well.
However, the art in Notre Dame is everything, like tons of stuff was actually saved because they're undergoing renovations. So
yes,
like,
it was off-site.
All the art wasn't there. The relics weren't there.
Yeah.
All this old shit that they usually keep in there.
Speaking as, and this is going to take a turn, so I'm not just being annoying right now, but speaking as a stridently non and often anti-religious person,
yeah.
And this is where it turns on its head a little bit. Fuck you, people who are like, how dare they be spending money to restore Notre Dame? That's insane. We should be spending money on social programs. You know what? Yes, we should be spending money on social programs much more than we do. But you don't want to restore an inspirational piece of history. And if you don't see it as that, you're weirder than the people who are upset about it because they think it's a religious relic. You're weirder than them.
It has a lot more history. No, but it's true. It has a lot more active history in French culture as being the center of other things instead of religion. It's not even the premier cathedral in fucking Paris. Like, when they were kings, they didn't go to Notre Dame. Notre Dame was the people's fucking church.
Where did the kings go?
They went to one that's up the river a bit. It's still in Paris, and you can actually see it from Notre Dame.
The hilltop one?
No, Montmartre, no. This is still on an island. And it's like, it was a fortress, but it's where they used to crown the kings. And it's where Louis was crowned. Louis wasn't crowned in Notre Dame or Versailles. Maybe he was crowned in Versailles. But the vast majority of crownings in French history occurred at this
in hospitals?
One.
It's a modern nation.
That's not a bad one.
That joke was a bad one. I apologize.
Yeah.
I'm glad we went on a little bit. It's nice to have a bit of good news from around the world. That's definitely it. Brunei is terrible right now.
Yeah.
Brunei isn't generally great, that I assume, but it's terrible right now.
Brunei is bad.
What else is going on that's terrible? Oh, Israel's elected people being investigated for corruption, so that's good.
Yeah,
that's a thing.
Israel's doing stuff.
Yeah, going real well.
That's the best way to put it. Israel's doing stuff.
Yeah. Oh, you know, New Zealand seems, you know, like they're responding to things well.
They're doing decently.
Yeah, I admire some decisions they've made. Not publicizing certain people's names is a very good one.
An excellent one.
Yep. Their prime minister seems like a class act, and that's a good thing to have in a national tragedy moment.
I'm trying to go through countries like alphabetically in my head and think if I know of anything new.
That's okay. I'm going around geographically and trying to think of what I know right now, and it's a shockingly sad amount about a lot of places in the world.
Debbie Downer ending.
Everything that you hear about the news is terrible, and if you haven't heard about it, well, it might as well not be going on because we try to find things out and we still don't know about it ourselves.
There you go. Light it all on fire. Light it all on fire.
Don't light it all on fire. It's already getting warmer.
Yeah, legally don't light on anything on fire. Thank you.
Throw some ice cubes in the ocean if you want to help.
The amount of Freon used in those ice cubes. Oh, God.
I just want to help.
Hello, and welcome to the Industry's Doom. I'm Mickey.
I'm Blake. This is a rare take, too.
Yes, it very rare, because usually we just plow through that.
Possibly a first, but we accidentally re-recorded over that first bit.
And as much as we would love to use it, equal sounding, I read there, blah, 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 is just not really usable.
It's less intellectually challenging and just kind of unintelligible.
Yeah, which is...
So it's a normal episode.
Yes, exactly. We are on par, on course. Speaking of places with a lot of golf courses. Yes, stuck the landing. PEI.
You know what? I normally compliment your segue. That was particularly bad. I will take it. I'm excited to go to PEI today, but no. No.
So yes, PEI had a provincial election.
And a couple people paid attention for a change.
Yeah, because...
From outside of PEI, they have a very high voter turnout rate.
Well, there's only two of them, so...
I know, which is weird, because they had, like, a 79% turnout this time. I was like, how is there 79% of two? Like, one and a partial vote? Like,
math is fun.
They're hanging Chad.
Math is fun.
Oh, God, was Chad hanging in the voting booth? Is that what happened with the other vote?
Oh, God, Chad, no!
Chad
is hung.
I've heard that about Chad.
I hear that about Chad's.
Yeah, so they had an election, and, it was, all the polling was off again. I shouldn't say all the polling was off again, but a lot of it was off quite a bit.
I think your first statement was accurate. It was off.
Yeah.
No one projected this.
There's a shy Tory effect out there.
Yeah.
There is definitely a shy Tory effect. People voting conservative and not saying so on the phone.
And
if you don't have the balls to say who you're going to vote for when you're talking anonymously to someone on the phone,
yeah,
then maybe you should reconsider why you're voting for that party.
Exactly. It's
how proud you feel about it.
Otherwise, it's just...